Legacy, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Nakia in, or did he already leave?
Give me one second.
Sure.
Hello, Asham.
Hey, Nakia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. So underwriting got back to me, and remember how you had there was Ted's name on the documents?
Yes.
Okay, so they had generated the documents based on both of you signing it.
Okay.
Then they're asking now, why is it that he ended up selling the half of the company for just $10? Did he have some sort of...
Okay, all right, put it like this. When we did the company, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was both of us who did the company together.
Sure.
I was the only one that invested all my money. Not all my money, but I was the only one that put money into the business, getting everything together, the shop, all everything.
So you put 100%?
Yes, I put 100% of my money.
Okay.
In the business. He didn't put a single penny in
okay.
the business, right?
Right.
But being the good guy that I am, and he's my good friend.
Right.
He had the idea, so let's do the shop. So I say, okay, then I put the money, and I go half and half with you. That's it. Nobody on the face of this earth does it.
Very correct.
Like that.
That's true.
Everybody wonder why I did it, but that it's just the heart that I have.
Right.
So I did it.
Sure.
Right.
Right.
So we're running a business together.
Okay.
We're running the business together now.
Oh, okay. He's also still running it with you?
No. I'm telling you what happened.
Oh, okay.
So we started running the business together and everything, right?
Right.
What I did, because I always try to like venture in other businesses.
Right.
I try to do a car wash after that.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, I have this right here. So meanwhile, I opened the car wash and everything. He's still
mm-hmm.
here. He's still here doing the body shop. He's still here, but
so
I'm
he
back
has,
and forth.
He has
but
nothing
I'm
to do with the car wash?
He had nothing to do with the car wash.
Okay.
So I was at the car wash.
Okay.
But I still came and check on what's going on and everything.
Right.
But I trusted him to run the business and make sure everything is right.
Of course.
Right? The car wash, it wasn't really working out after a couple of months. It wasn't
uh-huh.
really, like, working out. So I said, instead of I'm paying, because the rent for the car wash was, like, $3,500. So instead of me continue paying $3,500 for the car wash,
right.
I closed the car wash down. Instead of wasting any more money in the car wash, came back to the shop. So both of us
right.
still running the shop.
Sure.
After that now, I got an opportunity to open a nightclub
right
where we are. So I invested some money in this nightclub.
Uh-huh.
Ted was still not part of this nightclub. It was only me again.
Okay.
Because when I mentioned it to him, he was like iffy and he didn't want to do it.
Right.
He was negative about it. But I was going to let that stop me. It was a good deal. I went ahead and I did it.
Right. Right.
I did the nightclub. So the nightclub now, I'm there every night, mostly in the evening and nighttime. We close like...
Is that just on your own, or are you with someone on that?
No, just on my own.
Okay.
It was closed. We close like 4 every morning.
Okay.
So Ted was the one, he's here doing the body shop still. We had
right.
the dealer, we had Teddy Nissan, we had Volkswagen. Everything was fine. But that time now when I went to the nightclub, it was for a year.
Yeah.
And I went there, so he was the only one here. I was
yeah.
here like that, because when I finish the nightclub, by the time I'm tired, when I get up like late in the day because
right.
of the nightclub, so I'm trusting him to run the business.
Correct.
He caused us to lose both dealerships, the cars, and everything. He was he was spending money on the account, like whatever he's doing or whatever, he just spends money from the account. He don't care. Whatever he does, he just spend it. He don't consult with me anything or anything like that. He just whatever he pleases, he just do. So that
sure.
was messing up the business. The work wasn't being done properly. He wasn't inspecting the work when it was done to make sure that it goes back to the dealer properly.
Right.
So we lost both dealers, and basically it was like we was losing the shop. So I had to come back in and invest back my money back, more money into the business. I went back to the dealer. They told me that they didn't even like this guy because the way he dealt with them.
Right.
So I went back to them. I let them know that I'm back. I'm at the shop right now, and I have a new team of guys.
Yeah.
And it's only me. And but basically, that's what caused it. Being that
right.
I spent all my money into the shop.
Yeah.
I sat him down and I explained to him, listen, I invested all my money in the shop. You messing it up. When I left, he's still messing it up. I had to come back and still invest some more money back into the shop to get everything back on track.
Right. And then you had to go back to the dealer in order to regain the business that he lost.
Yes, I did all of that, and it was only me. So that's what I explained to him, that, listen, it's only fear.
Right.
It's only fear, but he agreed. He agreed with me. He said, okay, all right, I'll just sell you my part of the business. And, yeah, he just agreed. Now he's doing some trucking thing where he's
okay.
driving truck and stuff. But the reason that's the main reason for it, because he was messing the business up.
Gotcha, okay. So the reason why he did the whole $10 thing, like you guys agreed to it as friends, and did he realize, you know, what he was doing, or...
Yes, he realized what he was doing. He realized what he was doing.
Right.
I didn't even ask him to do the letter. He's the one that did it.
Oh, okay.
Because of what I was saying to him.
Right.
So he said to me that, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the letter. I'm gonna get a letter notarized saying that I'm selling my half of the business to you. You could even call him. The guys, they could even call him and ask him.
Really?
Because he was aware of whatever he's doing.
Right.
I wasn't the one that told him to do that.
Okay, he's the one who did everything.
He said to me that he's going to do it.
Okay.
Based on the fact that he knows that I invested over 100 and something thousand in the business.
Right.
And it was only me. And
right. He didn't go in with anything.
Basically, he's the one that benefited from the business. Because I
right.
still have all my money in this business.
Right. And he got out of it, but he didn't put any money into the business initially.
Never did. Initially.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not a penny. So... He was a force out or anything like that. He did it off his own.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds legit to me. I'm going to go explain this to the underwriting department, and then I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Okay.
All right, sounds good, Nakia.
Okay.
All right, bye.